Hefe, you're not in the fucking show. Go on mute. So you too, Cammy, bitches. Good morning, P&O.
Don't come at me with that shit recorded. Don't start that shit with us recorded, man. I come off mute and interrupt the whole motherfucking show.
Everybody, P&O, welcome crazy. To the Breakfast Show. We got the Breakfast Crew in the building. We got HD in the building. Actually, no, Deloitte.
Hi, how are you?
Deloitte first. Doesn't count.
I already went.
Rewind.
That's crazy. He did you like that. Rewind. That's your friend. This ain't Madden 09, buddy. Ain't no rewinding here.
Damn. Anyway, what's good, PML fans? Your boy D-Lo. We're back. Another episode. Yesterday's episode was fire, bro. We're here to double down, make it an even better show today, bro.
We're going to go for twice as long. We're going to go for 3 hours.
That's crazy. No, I lost, bro. There's no way we're going twice as long. We also have, like I said, we had HD in the building. HD already said hi. Z is in the building. Z, say hello.
Hey, man, why do one show when you can do four in one? Let's get it going, man. We run into 1 p.m. Netflix.
So we are here for the Breakfast Show. We got plenty to talk about. We got all the games to talk about that we missed out from. We have games from over the weekend. We have games from yesterday. We have games galore. We have games on top of games and speed trees. We'll talk about speed trees for 2 hours, and then we'll get into games for 5 minutes.
We can talk about coaching trees in general because I'm going to lose all mine going to PC, bro. Sad day.
Well, you said so you messed around. We'll actually talk about that first. You messed around with crossplay a little bit, correct, D-Lud?
Yeah, I did. So I'm in with my friends. So my problem is I have two issues that I could see, but one of them could be me, like in just my computer. But I guess I'll talk about that one first. I had a lag, input delay lag. The game never lagged, like input delay lag. When I played a friend on Xbox, and it's similar to how when we played the beta and we cross played. To that type of input lag, like it's almost unplayable, and there's nothing you could really do, bro. Like, I don't know how to fix that, so I don't know if that's my computer. Maybe I could try turning down the settings, which I wouldn't see how that'll be different playing online versus online, but whatever.
Offline versus online.
That's what I thought I said, but anyway, I could have said the online twice. Offline versus online, I don't see how that'll be a difference, but maybe there is some way. I don't know. Maybe I have to try to test that again. But the next issue is the lag was so bad. I was like, nah, bro, I'm gonna just hop on Xbox and join the league. So I was trying to figure out, like, test it. Cause I know if you retire your character, like, he's gone. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, instead of retiring my character, cause I want to keep my coaching staff points or whatever, coaching tree up, whatever the fuck you call it. I was like, yo, kick me. Because my thought process was, if you kick me, the coach didn't get fired, right? The user just left, and I could join as a pre-existing coach and just use myself as the pre-existing coach. That did not happen, bro. When I tried to join back in, it was like, you want to play as Arthur Smith? And I was like, Arthur Smith? He's not the fucking coach here? And then it made me make a new coach, bro, and you lose all of the progression you made on your... only on your head coaching tree. Your coordinators are still the same, but that's kind of annoying for me because that's all I did all season was my head coaching stuff.
Well, you chose the wrong path anyway, so there's that.
I did what?
You chose the wrong path anyway, so there's that.
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm getting my points back, so I might as well keep it.
So, speaking of coaching trees, the one thing I do want to mention, Z, you brought up a good point. I don't think the speed would be as bad of as much of an issue if it was the way it was in the beta that you mentioned, where everything was at the end of the tree. Bottom. If you wanted speed, it was at the bottom, because then you would have to work for that.
Or make it like, so I did the focus player where, you know, you get 6 focus players. The way that tree works is at the bottom, but you have to fill out both sides of the tree. Like, you can't just go down one side to get it. That's why it took me so long to get it.
And it would be nice if they had it on both sides. They shouldn't have it at all. Let me be clear on that, where I stand. I don't want it at all. But if you're going to have it, you could at least have it like what D-Loy just said, like the extra players. Just have it on both sides. And even if once you go to both sides, you only could do one, but you could make it, you could do three on each side. You could do all three on each side, because that might even just delay people from getting to the speed even more. It's just too easy to get the speed. My middle linebacker speed was the first thing I purchased. I already actually had one level bought, like from jump. So I just had to buy two more. So it was really easy, really simple. So that's the one thing I wanted to say. Like you said, Z, if they at least put it at the bottom, then it wouldn't be as bad.
Because I think the initial thought was, I remember talking to JT about it with the speed, because I mean, obviously didn't look at all the different types of coordinators, because, I mean, they said that there's going to be different ones, blah, 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 blah. So, and then, like, some of the stuff was closer to the bottom in the beta anyway. So the thought was, hey, we'll put the coaching points on the slowest difficulty you can get it on, and if somebody decides they want to sell out for the speed tree, they can do it. That's fine, because by the time you get it, it's going to be, like, midway through like season two. So that was the initial thought. But when EA did the thing where, like, hey, like, my first thing, I can put my speed up on my middle linebackers, I can put my speed up on my corners, it just kind of threw a wrench in that plan. And you know, we have what we have now, so it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And like I said, it's just the whole idea of it, I think it's just for the fun community. It kind of reminds me back. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of back when Cook had the Lions, like that kind of feel. Like,
oh God, don't bring back those nightmares, bro.
That kind of feel, like people who just get ridiculous. And it's one of the reasons we lowered XP. And it'd be one thing if the game didn't upgrade physicals, but the game does it itself. So that whole, you know, people get faster as they mature more, as their bodies mature, all makes sense. It all makes sense to me.
But it's already in physicals. Traylon Burks had a speed upgrade yesterday, so he is now at 92 speed. He started off at 88.
It's all in the game. See, exactly. Traylon Burks started at 88. He's up to 92. All in the game, and that to me is natural. That's natural growth. That's growing as a player, like you do in real life. Like you could get faster, but you also could not get faster. There's a chance you don't get faster. Bijan, it went from 82 to 96. He hasn't got one speed upgrade. He hasn't gotten any faster. So it's like a natural growth. And if you get faster, cool. If you don't, great. But that's kind of why I was like, I don't like the controlled sense of speed. I don't like the controlled sense of physicals. I don't like that part of it. That's why when AR was created, JT initially, it's capped. The initial AR is capped at 90, and you could do anything but physicals. There was a reason for that. And now we're at a place where you could get speed anywhere you want, and it's all user controlled. Before it was training camps, now it's just, you know, now it's just the speed trees and coaching trees. So it is what it is.
Original cap 95?
90. It was never 95.
It was never 95.
It was always 90. Something
was that training camp?
Some training camp for 95, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I have the number 95 in my head from somewhere.
For 95.
Okay.
Yeah, it was something, so. But yeah, that's just the one thing I wanted to say about it. You know, it's fine and great for players to grow physically. I just want it to be less of a user controlled thing than anything else, because that's what everybody wants at the end of the day. And it's funny with JT, because he just transformed a 90 speed wide receiver to a tight end, and surprise, surprise, the guy that says speed doesn't need to be the key factor got 290 speed, 235 plus pounders, ready to be tight ends. Just so happened to have 85 change of direction on the fucking dot. What a surprise. They're both exact same. Holy shit. And they both went to the Panthers. Crazy to me.
So my solution to this was cap all speeds to one purchase, just so you can get past it.
Yep.
Because you have to get past it to get to your other things. So That was my question in chat. Another thing is you could do that, and personally, I think if people still wanted to be able to do speed, I would still – well, we're not even doing training camps anymore, but if we were, depending on the route that we went, you know, I would have brought, you know, a different system towards speed towards a training camp, at least that way. It only goes to one player rather than the whole group, which I think is better off, which is what we had, which also got voted away, which kind of makes me love the fact that we got speed trees because it kind of just shit on you for wanting to take those away. But simple, quick solution would just be make it one tier for any speed, position, whatever, you know, the thing is, and then just move on. I mean, that's something that we can't do till next cycle, but I think that's probably the right way to do it.
The one thing you don't remember about training camps and JT adding speed into training camps, previous Maddens, you weren't able to add speed through upgrades. So the only way you would get any faster is through using controlled training camps and things like that. Then as the game has grown, it's allowed physical upgrades, you know, speaking of speed specifically, and that's where we're at
now. Well, the fix for the speed... The fix for the speed before, you know, it got taken away was put a I think it was a cycle limit on it, and only certain players of a certain age could do it. Not everybody could do it like everybody else, like every other training camp.
Yeah, I think it was 27.
Which is the route we should have gone. I think training camps are up to 28 years old. But when it came to physicals, like throw powers or something like that, I think my suggestion was to cap it at like 24, because after like 24, 25, you're probably not focusing on your strength as much as you are your actual other fundamentals. So that's kind of where I was. And we just completely kind of skipped that route, which I'm still disappointed in us in. But not speed trees. I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt my feelings anymore.
Yeah, I mean. When you're compounding, you go from 88 to 95 in a blink of an eye when it comes to,
and it's a whole group. It's the whole group. It's not even just one player.
When you're compounding with training camps and with upgrades, you could go from 88 to 95 in a blink of an eye. If we had training camps, it's been two seasons, Treylon Burks would be up to a 94 speed after starting at an 88. Tell me how that makes sense.
It would be capped. The training camp would be capped. You could only do it once per cycle, and you got to be under a certain age.
If he would only be
what is he right now, D-Lloyd? A 92. You said
92. 92. So he'd be a 93.
He'd be a 93, but doing that way, he probably wouldn't focus as much as doing it through the game because he got a free one there. But that's D-Lloyd we're talking about. D-Lloyd don't focus it. I know D-Lloyd doesn't, but those other guys would. But.
Right, yeah, well, but enough talk about that, guys. Z.
All right, so going through week 12, correct?
Just run through week 11. Just talk about some of the scores real quick because we didn't cover any of those games.
Okay, we'll just do a quick run through. Colts defeated CPU Niners 31-7.
Is there a timetable on when we might get a new game from the Niners?
It is not T-Bandit, I can tell you that.
But is there like a it's happening soon?
I don't know. I don't know when it's happening. I think JT's exploring routes.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I know we're also doing
it still might be T-Bandit. I'm just saying it's right now it's not T-Bandit.
But I know it's he's enabling crossplay soon, so maybe that also opens up the pool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Bengals defeat Steelers 31-17.
All right. Just keep running through them.
Okay. Pats defeat Bills 28-6. Titans defeated the Texans defeated the Titans 55-52. Bears beat Panthers 30-24. Kansas City beat the Commanders 41-10. Ravens beat Jets 23-19. Giants beat Eagles 45-37. Bucks beat Vikings 33-28. Chargers beat Broncos 33-28, Scoregami. Seahawks beat Cardinals 44-32. Cowboys beat Raiders 31-27. Saints beat the Dolphins 52-27. Falcons beat the Lions 35-32. And the Packers lost to the Rams 41-34.
Can we talk about how the Falcons beat the Lions about for like 20 minutes? Because then we got to cover the Falcons and the Bucks, and that makes me sad. So I want
to. I want to compensate, right?
Bro, and a pat on the back.
No. We'll move on to Week 12. Yeah, see, take it away.
Right, so first game, Week 12. Bears beat the Lions 37-34. That just I think that these two teams, the Lions, we'll get to the Vikings later, but they're just leaving the door open for Hype Mike to take the division back. Lions fall to 8-4 on the year. After missing an ice field goal, he shanked that shit wide right. Me and Cook said it was probably due to the kicking meter being slowed down. Just messed up his timing for the ice kick, but you guys got any thoughts on this one?
No, I didn't see it, but I mean, we've seen, I don't know, like when division games are so kind of just hard to predict it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But I mean, we've seen Hefe just dominate this matchup, and it's so, it's being this close. Has they had a game this close before?
I think most of them have been close. I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like most of them have been close.
Okay, well, the vibe, the narrative, I get it. I guess I had in my head was like, oh, he's kind of just handily kind of won for the most part. So, division matchups is crazy, but like you said, in that division, it does leave a little bit of room. I don't know if it gets done, but it does leave, you know, it's only, what, a game and a half difference between the Packers and the Lions?
I want to say
five losses, so a game, I mean –
That door, and they still have the matchups. So
it was a part of four as we go into the final stretch.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think this is what JT intended it for to be when he put the division together. Two teams 8-4, two teams 7-4, and Packers 6-5. So good win there by the Bears. We'll just go ahead and move on to the next one if anybody has anything else to say.
The Lions are this is just like to me this is just like fucking football. After being in the division with him last year and you know knowing him from this cycle, well, he's a hot starter, guy that gets a lot of wins early and then just falters towards the end. Doesn't completely fall off like Drama did when he was the Steelers, where he went 0-7 to finish out the season or whatever the fuck it was. But he goes from 50 ball to 500, below 500 ball. You know, he's not in every game, but it's you know, it's like 3-5, stuff like that. He just falters towards the end. And it's not completely like atrocious. It's just a small falter. I don't know if anybody else has known that.
PML is enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it takes for it. It's just the margins in this league, so it costs you games. But good one by the Bears there as they look to stay alive in the NFC North divisional race. Next game, I'm sure HG, you'll be happy to talk about this one. The Eagles defeated the Cowboys 42-36 with Michael Penix as quarterback.
Wearing that ugly equipment, right?
Bro, looking like Dante Culpepper.
Oh man, very disappointing. Are you even here right now, HD?
That's crazy, y'all talking like that, bro. Bro, that's
you want to talk about your game?
Or you want to talk about the equipment manager need to get fired, bro? Which one?
Yeah,
talk
that's about first? Crazy. Both? I don't listen. He would have number 11 on two if that motherfucker AJ Brown wasn't here.
Damn. Okay. But yeah, talk about the game. It was a good game. Good win.
Well, first of all, we had to restart. Drama lost connection. And he drove down And I got the – I think he got the ball first, and he ended up driving down in probably like 6 minutes, and then ended up scoring. I got the ball, and then with like – I was probably like 30 yards away, probably like 2 minutes after the first. Game disconnected. We didn't talk about – we didn't talk or anything. We just fucking researched and just ran it back from zeros. And then it changed. I got the ball first to start. I was able to drive down, score at Penix. Penix played way better than Ritter ever has in his PML career. I switched my offense from what I was doing. I went back to my offense from last cycle in season one.
Last cycle? You went all the way back.
Damn. Yeah. I was something that I know and I'm comfortable with. Because I switched to a different offense to where I wanted to get my running backs more involved in the ground game. And it was working to start the season, but I think that also had to do more with, like, Hurts being a threat. And now I don't have that threat anymore. So it's like, okay, well, if they can force me to pass it, they might just get an inaccurate pass at some point. You get a free turnover. So we kind of went back. It worked out. Defense showed up when we had to. He drove all the way down to the – I think he got to, like, the 7. And then he tried to run a motion swing pass. I took my user over there, and he kind of eating a sack. So he was at, like, 4th and 18. And with 2 seconds left, 1 second left, he needed the end zone. But he dotted me up with a few plays. He's got a few good plays. But Drama played good. I think I just ended up playing better defensively. And was able to make the stops when I needed them. But we went back and forth the whole time.
I mean, and now, like, good win. And now, here we are, Eagles in striking distance.
I think I'm 2 games out with a head-to-head over Drama. So,
and so that next game y'all play, you, because if you win that, you got the tiebreaker. And
yeah, I got to play Burn, Miles, and Drama each one more time. And then I have the Broncos and the Bears.
So, I mean, it seems like low key you could kind of control what happened in a way. So,
I would need Drama to drop, I think, at least one more. At least one more
outside of you.
And his schedule stuff, I know he's got JC coming up. I think we went through a schedule the other day, and Neff said, like, he could go 7-10 or 6-11 or something.
At best, 7-10.
Yeah, so there's a chance. I'm not getting my hopes up. I've said it before.
Yeah.
Like, Jalen Hurts affect me mentally more than I have physically. I like on the game. The fun just hasn't been there. But I'm gonna try to do my best to bring the fun back and hopefully make a run. As if Drama could just fold a little bit like he usually does. So, but yeah, nothing crazy happened in the game. It was a good game. There were some plays that I was even like, damn, Drama, like that was a good fucking play right there. But it was fun. It was one of our better games, not just because I won. We've had a few. I think we've had 2 other games that were close. The rest have all been blowouts. So I'm fine with having a good game, whether I win or lose, to be honest.
Yeah, there you go, man. It's a start, and the Eagles are potentially back. Maybe we'll see.
We'll see. 3 to the playoffs, baby.
Hey, bro. Hey, as long as you get there, bro, it don't matter if y'all got 6 wins or not.
Hey, that's a home game if you ask me.
Facts, bro. Listen, bro.
Well, so going for the Eagles there as they look to get back in the NFC East playoff race, divisional race. Moving forward, we had the Jaguars defeating the Bills 51-38. I did not watch this one, but I saw HD and Beast talking about it a little bit after the game. Anybody know what happened or care to comment on what happened?
Beast said he was going to whoop his ass by multiple scores, and that did not happen. It actually went the other way. I know Joe Burrow was out from an injury, and I guess in the first quarter, Josh Allen got taken out, so they're both playing with scrubs.
Joe Burrow, the wrong game. You're talking about the Bills.
He said Bills Jags.
You said Joe Burrow.
Oh, shit. My bad. I'm thinking of him. Yeah, my bad. No. He did say he was going to beat the Jags, though. My fault about Joe Burrow. But Josh Allen ended up getting hurt. And then Kayvon Thibodeau got hurt. Ed Oliver got hurt. Joe
Burrow is my daddy.
Who the hell is Brady Cook, bro? That's a quarterback. Yeah, I don't know.
Some guy that doesn't need to be playing that's out there.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. Listen, I said something about it because obviously I'm a pick on Beast. Beast is my friend. But then, you know, this morning, he's like, oh, I had a bunch of injuries. Half my team was hurt. I'm like, oh, funny you care about that now.
So. Yeah, it's tough. But with the sliders, bro, I mean, everybody always complains about injuries. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll say, like, damn, bro, how many people gonna get hurt? But that's one, that's football. And then two, there's always teams that every season the PML is going to get hit with that injury bug.
Neff did it last year. I've been doing it all season.
I had a quarterback gone.
I had my first round pick, my quarterback, and my lineman gone for like 8. And Big Chig, remember about the fucking recreate?
It is, baby.
Bro, I was talking to HD about it earlier, before the show started, and it would just be nice, like, if the injury system made sense. Like, okay, I have a guy that, you know, has sprained his ankle a couple times this season. Maybe he's more susceptible to ankle injuries moving forward versus a guy that we know has played. We got game systems to do this. It's already, they even have wear and tear in FIFA, bro. Like, so it's kind of making excuses for them not having stuff like this at this point. But anyways,
they have shit where, like, you'll play the game. Like, yesterday for me, everybody had the same injury, bro. I had 3 players hurt. All 3 out 4 weeks, 2 of them had the exact same injury. I'm like, bro, how is this? Like, what's going on, bro? At least isn't that difficult? Yeah, at least just put a different name in from EA. Just come up with a different injury to make me feel like it was something different.
Then, like, severe injuries don't even make sense. Like, for example, what's his name? Bucky Irvin tore his quad yesterday. Bro, a torn quad is 4 to 6 months. Like, and he's only out 5 weeks. He'll be back in 5 weeks. So.
they got better trainers over in Minnesota, bro. What do you want from him?
Aren't the injuries more about the actual NFL, though? Because they don't want certain injuries in the game. Like, that's why concussions aren't in the game anymore. Like, could repetitiveness of it be simply because they can only do so many injuries, I guess, I would say?
Yeah, I think the NFL has, like, a list. They don't want it to seem as dangerous and CTE, blah, 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 bro. But it's stupid.
Like, what would we say, a Bruce Sternum's a concussion now?
Essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I think that's what it is. But I agree. Some of these are kind of crazy,
like high ankle sprains only being a 1 week injury, bro. Like, not even a week injury. That's a game injury. You're back the next week.
You know what?
Piss on it, you'll fix it.
you know what I would love, Z. Boring. I know you're talking about FIFA, but even like how 2K does their injuries, right? So you get injured, and like you have playable injuries, and you got injured where you just can't play at all. And if it's playable, you could play. You could re-aggravate it, but you're going to have the attribute getting hit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, you could play, but your speed might be down, or your throw power might be down, or if it's a hand injury, I don't know, you're catching or whatever could be down. You know what I mean?
You want to know what's crazy? They already do that. It's already in the game. Like, so say your quarterback hurts his throwing arm, and you put him back in the game, like he has a strained shoulder, he'll get attribute hits for it. He won't be able to throw as far. Stuff like that. That stuff's already in the game. They just refuse to make it a thing, bro. But it is what it is. Good one by the Jags. Bills looking like a lost season. As they sit at 3-8. Next game, we had Neff and the Atlanta Falcons. I believe fall into the Buccaneers by 3.
By 3.
Cammy was playing Madden VR and kicked the field goal and also kicked his PlayStation simultaneously. So they the game disconnected. But you want to talk about this one, Neff?
This is a fun game. I got to say, games with Cammy usually. And this was by far one of the funnest games I had. He did a really good job stopping a run and making some plays.
Late in the game, I had a chance to just take a field goal on 4th and inches to go up by 3 with about, I would say it was about 5 minutes left, I think, something around there, or maybe even 4, maybe a little over 4 minutes left. Could have won by 3 and just let my defense play because it was 24-24 at the time. So we were playing good defense. We actually just forced 2 back-to-back 3-and-outs. We made a play call. He user blitzed. He said that he switched on the middle linebacker, and I hiked it, and he kind of got caught, and he just decided to blitz. Well, it was a good decision because I was looking right to a seam route, and you know, the blitz just there before I could make the throw. If I looked left, Jalen Waddle was wide open right at the snap. I would have been able to make the completion and get a first down, but that's not how. It was a good user blitz, and you know, it was a good play. A couple things could have happened. We could have ran it. We could have hit Waddle. We could have even took out 3 and went up. Then he got the ball back from there. He threw a pick, so we were able to get the ball back. I think on his second play, he threw a pick. We then proceeded to return the favor by throwing a pick. So it was like neither of us wanted to win the game. And then he was able to go downfield from there, actually converted on like a 4th and 1 or 4th and inches, at like my 45 or maybe even my 40. It was somewhere where it would have been a 61-yard field goal for him. He actually lined up for the field on 4th down. I called the timeout because I wasn't in field goal block. I wanted to get a field goal block out there. And it led to him deciding to go for it. And he ended up running for a first down. And that was pretty much the game. He was able to end it and then disconnect on purpose. So I think we should run it from the top, to be honest. But, you know, we're here talking about his force win.
I always hate to have games end with stuff like that. I mean, you know, you never know what could happen with kick returns, stuff like that. But
yeah, I would have took it for 6, bro. You cheated. I would have took it for 6. He knew.
To the house. I know you spent time in D-Lloyd's kick return academy in the offseason, sure. So I wouldn't have kicked it to you either.
Crazy.
But yeah, just sounds like another good NFC South game. And you know, tough loss for the Falcons, but I still feel like they have a shot at the playoffs. So, well, both teams do. So, time to turn things around in Atlanta. But moving forward, we had the Commanders getting their first win of the season, defeating the New York Giants 30-27. Bro, I tuned into this game in the 4th quarter, and it really sounded like Miles had like drank like 5 cups of coffee and was on edge like the entire 4th quarter. Like, he was breathing heavy, nervous, but he had 2 field goal attempts to win the game. So Neff, can I ask you a quick question? Why did you get rid of Young Hoku?
Because he was making a lot of money.
It wasn't the 92 kick power. It wasn't the 92 kick power.
No, I swear to God, it was just because he was making a lot of money.
Well, he needs to be cut because he can't kick far. So Miles had 2 iced field goals to win the game. The first one he shanked wide to the left, which was his fault, not Young Ho's fault. The second one, Byrne decided, hey, it's 8 seconds left on this clock. Let me try to make something happen. He steps up in the pocket with Quinn and fumbles. So Miles has to kick a 58-yarder, and it was short by about 3 or 4 yards. So with the win. So Byrne goes down, kicks a field goal in overtime. Miles goes down. I'm worried about the clock because it looks like he's going to run out of time, which would give Byrne the win. That's how it works in OT. If your opponent scores first, you run out of time. The game's over and your opponent wins. He hit an RPO slant to the tight end for the game. So good win by the Commanders. They got their first win of the season. And, I mean, those Giants, man, have such a good roster in B2-9. Like, you really got to start looking yourself in the mirror, bro, and asking yourself, what's really going on?
Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be
Andy.
I'm 1-10, bro.
The funniest thing about this game is, so I was looking at my PFL knockout, and after, you know, I ended up in advance to the next week, I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, I was there. I could have put in the Giants right then and there.
but I was like, I don't know if I want to put in the Giants. I feel like this is a game that the Giants could lose. So I held off on it, and I even like baited Fallen and Chad. I said, let's see who picks the Giants first. And then like a couple minutes later, I just did. I was like, exactly. So he's eliminated now. We just need the Saints to win this week, and we got those 30 points from PML knockout, baby.
Man, that'll be crazy when JT clutches up.
JT ain't going to clutch shit, bro. All JT's going to clutch on is nuts.
Well, if the game was in Charlotte, I'd like his chances. But going to New Orleans, it's going to be a tall task. The Saints are playing really well this year, too.
Absolutely. What's the next game there, Z?
A little controversy, but not so much controversy. The Cleveland Browns defeating the Minnesota Vikings 31-30 came down to the last play of the game. I mean, looked like Wimmy could have won this one at multiple points. His linebacker, who had a pick in the first quarter, dropped a pick in the end zone thrown right to him. He forced a fumble. Booth reviewed it. It wasn't a fumble. And, I mean, came down to the last play. Came up over, ran no huddle because it was fourth time was ticking. And he dove from, I want to say, the 2-yard line.
He dove from the three and ended 2 yards in the end zone.
You got a super dive, bro. That man took flight, bro.
You want to know the word?
Got the ball back. Hold on, yo, ho. Wow. Wimmy got the fucking ball, and he could have ran the ball, ran some clock.
Yeah, he threw it.
And he threw the ball on first down. She's like, oh, well, you know, let's just be aggressive. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't mind it. You know, you're playing KMFO. You want to get the game over with. If you can seal it right then and there, cool.
Was that at least play action? After or that he didn't work. Drop back?
No, he just came out of play. He just came out of play. And
he went no huddle. It was an RPO. It was an RPO. I think he called something prior to, and then he just had the RPO ready.
So what he did was first down, he threw a pass. It was incomplete. Second down, he ran the ball. And then third down, he threw the ball again. So KMFL's getting the ball back with a minute something left. And he got to keep all three of his timeouts. He got to keep all three of his timeouts when Wimmy could have just
It was
an injury to a Vikings player, so he used a timeout. So I like the idea from Wimmy, just kind of in that game where, like, you kind of need to win. I mean, I guess you don't have to, but you would like to be KMFO and then, obviously, your division standings. But it was just poor clock management. He would have never been in that position. We wouldn't even be talking about a dive had he just did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, hindsight 2020. But, like, because, like you said, if he would have completed it, he would have won the game. But looking at it, it was really bad clock management that did put him in that situation. And then, even then, when KMFO was in the goal line, dude just dropped that pick on third down. Like, that was
Yeah, bro. He had one in the first quarter.
He threw it at a DB twice.
Yeah, like, there was a lot of breaks.
Got swatted, I'm pretty sure.
There was a lot of breaks that went KMFO's way in that one, including even that dive animation. I want to like just barely get over it. Like, yo, let me fucking jump 45 inches in the air and just fly, bro. Like,
we were in here and we're like, that man just dunked on him. He literally dunked on him.
There's not a lot of people that built takedown KMFO like myself and SP Dot. So, you know, it was a good effort from Wimmy.
Wimmy beat him in the Evolve Super Bowl.
That matter. That's because he lost Cam Jenkins by setting him up to PML. one thing I want to mention that's fucking hard about that dive. Smoke Harris is 5'7 with 85 jumping, bro. And he straight jumped over like 6'8 dudes for a touchdown. That shit is ridiculous. Yeah, he's 5'7 with 85 jumping. No word of a lie.
He's so fast, bro, that he got momentum to get like a 90 jump.
He must have had one of those trampolines from what do they call that sport? It's
the basketball with the trampolines, but they Rambo, fucking
Rambo.
Oh yeah, bro. He must have had one of those trampolines, and you know, that's what helped him jump over. But the game, the mechanics of the game, like it don't make sense. Like that makes zero sense, and that's one of the bigger issues. So when it comes to Madden, you know, the pursuit angles make sense. The fucking jumping doesn't make sense from the one. The journal with the before makes sense. Like there's so many mechanics that they don't fine tune or just are fucking.
Well, that one's a glitch. That one's not supposed to happen. The journal pitch one, that's not supposed to be a real thing. These other ones they intended for, but that one, that's a literal glitch. But Cook said something yesterday about, and I think he meant in general, and that's the way it was implied, bubble diving thing. I think Cook just kind of gets upset with this kind of gameplay because coming from KMFO for sure. He kind of said that he hates when people rely on the mechanics to win games. He kind of implied that KMFO knew that he would get the dive. And kind of to our topic that we had, I think, last season, you know, when people struggle, they just pull the cheese out. I don't think it's one of those instances, but I think it should still be talked about. Wimmy even mentioned it. He felt some other things in the game were kind of cheesy. I think he mentioned KMFO bringing his safeties down almost every single play, which was on the sim score. And since we've gotten rid of the sim score, there has been more complaints about cheese and nothing done, and the league has gone cheesier. And I personally don't think it's a good look for any of us that we allow.
I do gotta say the safeties in the box of safeties down don't I don't agree with that, specifically because it's one thing if I do it with Waddle, I hit somebody with Waddle over the top because they brought their safeties down. I think Beast, exactly, I played Beast, he did it with Waddle, and I hit him over the top of Waddle. Fair enough, you know, Waddle's got 98 speed, it's gonna happen, you can't bring your safeties down. Waddle ended up going down, and in his mind he's like, all right, now I can keep doing it. But Ladd McConkey was able to blow by a safety that was in a box. Like the safety was bailing out, but he was still able to blow by him. So I still think if people want to be aggressive with the safety and bringing it up to the box, I think it's in the game where they're not going to recover downfield well enough if you get caught.
Well, it's not just bringing safeties down in the box. There's other things that are on the sim score that they're getting done, but we have nowhere to submit anything.
I want to say real quick. I think that was just an ad for Ladd McConkey. Like, I think Neff just wanted.
That's what that was, bro.
That's all that was.
That's all that was. My fault. Ladd McConkey, baby. I used to be on. I don't think the safeties in the box were a big thing like they used to be, just because of the way the game plays now.
Man, that's not the point. Pretty bad. Like
the point is the cheese in general has gone up.
What was that, Z?
I was just saying, it's still pretty bad in terms of, like, recovery speed and not really paying for it. Like, you can still get back there, but
I've seen where if you guess pass, they might bail out better. But if you're not guessing pass, I think you could definitely hit them with a play action over the top. I think if you're just dropping back, they probably have the same recovery speed if they're bailing out, because there's no threat of a run at that point, so they're just not even but if you throw a play action in there, it will stall them for a second from bailing out, and you'll be able to hit them over the top. That's just what I experienced.
So like I was saying, it's more so the point that cheese is happening more often regardless of what it is, because we don't have a sim score. I think you're focusing too much on the safeties. That was just an instance that was talked about in his game.
But it's not cheesy, what I'm saying. It's not cheesy.
But the point he was making was it's on the sim score, and if the sim score was a thing, he could dock him for it. And whether you think it's cheesy or not, it's on the sim score, so therefore it's frowned upon.
Do you think
nothing on the sim score says you can't dive into the end zone.
I'm not talking specifically about
those things. I'm just saying in general, there's cheese happening more. Because we have no way to share with the commissioners that it's happening. So people are just getting by.
I don't know.
There was no, we're getting away with sim scores, but you can DM your liaison with clips. there's no conversation about how to handle things now. So we're all just sitting here, and if it gets posted in Gen Chat, nothing's going to get done about it. So it's like, at this point, the cheese has come out, and the league has slowly gone away from being as sim as it should be.
Well,
yeah. I don't agree. I absolutely agree. I don't think there's a lot of
Well, you're just focused on the dive. That's all.
No, I don't think there's a lot of cheese. You have to give me instances where the cheese is coming out, because I think you're just bullshitting because it's KMFO.
All right.
Did y'all lose me? Is he not?
I mean, it's just like, I feel like the league has always kind of been like, there's somebody doing something that kind of stretches the boundary of, oh, hey, like, you know, this is what we define as sim, this is what we define as not sim. It's just kind of always been like that. So I just kind of figured out that you just have to kind of go with it. Like, people knew what Natural was doing, but you get people talk about Natural. Oh, yeah, he was one of the best players ever playing the league. So, I mean, it just is what it is, bro. You just got to just roll with the punches and just go with it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, K-Mac was doing much shit when he needed it. And the next thing you know, it's, oh, man, like, K-Mac, such a great player. And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to really say. You just gotta just play, bro. And was close to winning that game. A couple breaks didn't go his way, but I think this is a perfect example of sometimes it's not just skill that wins games. Sometimes you need Madden.
So the thing like that kind of I'm trying to avoid, and the reason I'm pushing back on HD is. You know, we talked about Cam Jenkins. We talked about other things that KMFO has done, where he tests the boundaries. And what we gotta avoid is when we do that to certain people, you can't cry wolf, if that makes sense. You can't just make bullshit accusations just because you don't like the person or just because the person is who he is. Because then nothing else you say has value. All the value of what you're saying just goes down the drain. Once you show a consistent issue with that one person, then everything you say really just goes down the drain. Nobody's really going to listen. And I think that's why KMFO's like, it had a conversation with Greeny. Oh, it feels like, you know, it's only wrong if I do it. Pulling a 90 overall, 90 plus overall quarterback from any league randomly when we have AR and 85 caps and PML.
And bro, I can see all sides of it. And again, I'm not taking a side. I don't, you know, really have a side to go against. Like it, you know, it just is what it is, bro.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. That's why I push it back. It's like I'm trying to avoid that.
You don't want people saying it because of KMFO or just one.
Like people hold no value. Oh, the Breakfast Show is just attacking KMFO because it's KMFO.
Yeah, it's not what we're doing. Look like that either.
That's not what it is. If we feel like something stupid, like the call ups, which I think are completely stupid, I think JT fucked that the whole situation up. They didn't really think about it. He just wanted EVO participation, and that's what, you know, he didn't really even get the participation. He got the worst part of it, where, you know, you were able to bring up a 90 plus overall quarterback. But, you know, when we bring up situations like that where, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like I think that was stupid, and I think that's him, you know, finding his way, like his evil way of getting what he wants, or, you know, building his team to be OP, like his little scheme. It's nothing wrong with it. Coach is like, oh, did he do something? No, he didn't do something wrong. I'm just saying it's stupid. And I've said this before about KMFO. I don't have respect for the way he would want the best team, want the best weapons, want all this to bury his opponent instead of, you know, not having that mentality of D. Lloyd. I'm not even going to bring him up, but just D. Lloyd. going against the meta, going against the grain, trying to make it work where nobody else has made it work. Low speed, you know, not having this, not that, and just making it work that way. Like, not, I have more respect when you're at that skill level to try to do that instead of just trying to make life easy and bury people. Like, I get, you know, the mentality. It's just the one thing I never really liked about KMFO is he's going to do whatever he can to get an advantage on paper, off paper. And that's probably why what leads to so much success is just how he is. But that's why I never really respected him, whatever he can to have the advantage. But, you know, I just want to avoid the, you just attack KMFO for no reason. And that's kind of why I was pushing back at HC saying, well, safeties aren't really cheese coming down in the box. What cheesy? And he's saying that cheese is starting to rear its ugly head now that we don't have sim score. It's just because KMFO's been a topic yesterday. That's why it's not. He's not being cheesy. He's not. I don't see it. You'll have to bring me a clip. The one thing of cheese we've seen besides A-Rod when he had that quote-unquote lag and that whole situation was Hefe. There's a known RPO, not an RPO, there's a known like screen that immediately lets you sprint into the end zone. Like immediately, you don't have to make a read. There's no animation. You get to call hike and run straight like it's a QB blast. And there's not even an animation like the QB blast has. Like you get to just jet straight. And he pulled that out on the goal line and was able to score against somebody. And it was brought up by Codes a while ago.
That's because Codes was also doing it. He got called out for it. He wasn't doing that. Yeah. He was doing the rollout, and you get like perfect accuracy on like a cross body throw or something like that. So, Codes is one of those people. If he gets called out, he's dragging down whoever's doing it with him.
Yeah. So, but if it's a glitch, it's a glitch. That's the only one thing I saw, and I told him it, the way he went about it is glitchy. I don't know how you feel, but Madden doesn't have a lot of stuff that you could do. So I'm all about getting creative. I did it with Caleb, where I would have a bubble screen. It would be a bubble screen play. No pulling offensive linemen, none of that. It's just a numbers game. If I have the numbers there, I'm going to throw it. If not, I'm going to run it with my quarterback. I made it like a option. It's either I'm going to throw it, this bubble screen, based on your numbers, or I'm going to try to run with my quarterback. I didn't run immediately. I would look at the bubble screen. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, and then I would go like, all right, you know, like stuff like that, because I don't think Madden has enough when it comes to being creative with the quarterback. So I ain't too mad at that. But the way it plays, it is kind of glitchy. I wonder if I could go get that clip again and post it in chat. Yeah, but while
screens,
I do that,
on screens, if you roll out a certain way, the defenders don't follow you. They don't detect the quarterback. So you can get a free 15, 20, 30-yard run if they're not there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, it just is what it is, bro. I don't think he's doing anything intentionally malicious or anything like that. But
yeah, no, but I didn't bring it up to go at KMFO. I brought it up just in general across the league. I think we're starting to –
at league-wide.
This isn't the sim league it once was.
That's why
I did that a while ago.
Even if something did happen, say I was playing with Hefe and they did this screen thing, there's nowhere for me to report it because there was no conversation about, hey, I'm removing SimScore. If you have an issue, go about it this way. There was no, it's just, hey, we're not doing SimScore anymore. So it's like, okay, well, now we're going to have a free for all. And we already know if things are posted in chat, nothing gets done about it. So we're sitting here in no man's land, and if you get cheesed, it's basically a fuck you, deal with it.
So the question is you know, what in the league have you, as a group, as a whole, in the Breakfast Show, what have you noticed is cheesy? I've ran into spam. I've ran into guys that, you know, only throw certain concepts because they're not – their brain's not developed enough to learn different concepts. I mean, I watched Kieran put a million verticals out there and hot route a fucking zig out. Like, I've seen him just call verticals and have the same exact play calls, the same exact play calls every single time. Like, I watched that. That's just spam. I don't think that's cheesy. What have we seen in PML that's cheesy besides the speed trees and besides the pitch and position changes? And that's just on Madden, and that's just on PML for not being ahead of what we were dealing with when we knew it was coming. And obviously not for JT not being proactive on it and thinking that it was all going to be fun and hunky-dory because he I don't know why he has that mentality, natural 2.0. But what have you seen that's cheesy? What's cheesy?
I mean, for me, it's just the position changes, but that's all I really got. I mean, I feel like just compared to some of the things that people could be doing, like, it's not completely terrible. But
I think more of the conversation is about spam than cheese. I think that's what most people are complaining about. That's what I complain about.
I'm okay with spam.
I just played burn. Every single run play is an RPO stretch bubble. That's not Tim.
That's the one thing. That's the one thing too, to get around.
And I DM JT. I DM JT. Where do I submit this at? No DM back.
So
who can I talk to about this? No DM. It's like
the one thing free game. If nobody knows this already, but I think everybody does, is RPOs don't count because there's a mechanic now or a IQ system where defenders will stop picking up on runs that you run consistently, that the offense runs consistently, and they'll play it better as the game goes along. There's no mechanic for the RPOs. There's none of that for the RPOs. So if you're running a stretch RPO, you get away with running that same stretch RPO as many times as you want because there's no mechanic for them to start picking up on it and making better plays on it. So that's based on what I've read and what I've seen. There's no so that's the workaround for it. For anybody that wants to run the same concepts, everybody's running stretches. Is it cheesy? Maybe. Everybody was throwing high balls. Everybody was on QB blast last cycle. So is it cheesy? I mean it's not the way the game plays is not great, but then again, there are ways to stop it. You might give up something else because that's how it works on defense. You give up something else to stop one thing. And you just hope your opponent doesn't adjust.
If you want to also be technical and kind of sim, probably the most popular offense in the NFL right now is wide zone scheme anyway.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if 17 of the NFL teams are doing it, you know what I mean? Like, it'll naturally also work a little bit well.
And real quick, just to speak to Miles' question, he didn't get removed. He left. He had Canadian football and he left. He never got removed. Nobody came after to get removed. KMFO didn't get removed. Problem didn't get removed. They all left on that.
Why did it get removed? He's talking about why did JT take away sim scores? Which is a good question because we were never really told why.
Oh, sim score. I think he was revamping it and it just went to the back burner. I think that's what he was working on it. And then with everything else that's going on, and probably in his life and in PML in general and NCAA coming out, all of that. Because, like, what everything else kind of took the front line, and SimScore just sat him. He's like, we don't really need this right now. We could, I'll get it up and going at some point, but right now it's the last thing on my list. It's just down on the list, I think.
Well, it's probably one of the most important things, but I guess.
Oh, because I don't think people use it.
People used it. I mean, some of them used it just for dev gen, but I mean, other people have gotten hit for doing cheesy shit.
I think it was also pettiness. There was a lot of petty sim scores coming in, and JT even said it himself. There was so many petty sim scores.
Some did come in that were petty, but those were also the ones that he said that get thrown out. So.
But you also got to know they're petty without reviewing.
Well, there's five. You review it. He said when they hit a certain score, they get reviewed.
Yeah. You gotta review it.
Okay, so what's the problem? You don't want to do your job or
he don't want to review petty sim scores. He wants people to stop being fucking children.
Okay, but you can't just use that and be like, oh well, now the league could just be in jeopardy because people want to be petty. You still need that's a system that you can't just go away from.
Can I ask you a question, HD?
Then you need a sim lead.
Sure. HD.
Ask me a question. Any question you want.
If I asked JT right now, has HD ever submitted a petty sim score? What would he tell me?
He would tell you, no, I haven't submitted a petty sim score. I've submitted stuff that I feel like was unsim or shouldn't have been in the game, but that's also opinion-based. That's why it gets reviewed.
Okay, I'm going to ask him. I'm just saying.
Ask him.
The reason I say that is because if I ask him if he feels that HD has submitted a petty sim score, even if it's once or maybe on multiple occasions, your fight for the sim score kind of goes out the window because you're one of the people
it's a teammate thing. You know what I mean? He could see it as something that's not an issue and be like, oh, well, just because he lost, he didn't like it. If I feel like it's an issue, then I'm going to submit it. That's the whole point of a sim score. We can have two separate opinions on what we think it is, especially if it's on the sim score and it's marked down and put there. You can't be like, oh, well, they're just salty and it's petty. Now, if you got to go to the comment section, like, hey, you know, this has happened and I feel like that it should be looked at. And either it does or it doesn't. He'll tell me, like, hey, I don't see anything wrong with this. I'm like, all right, you see nothing wrong with it? We move on. It's about being petty, but sometimes people put stuff on there that's not on there. And if you feel like it's petty, then you feel like it's petty.
Yeah, we'll see if the sim score comes back.
That's all.
We'll see if the sim score comes back. I just don't feel like the league has gotten more cheesy. It's always been this way, and it's been this way from the beginning. The only thing that's changed is level of competition. That's the only thing that's changed. And it was fun. It was nice, you know, for certain users when back in the day, you know, you were top dog and there was really nobody challenging you and you got to, you know, go through the playoffs, make your playoffs, you know, make your run in the playoffs. And now you got pushback and you got people bringing in different concepts and doing different things that are within the rules and not necessarily breaking the game. And now it's no longer fun. It's more of a stress and it's more of a challenge. And that kind of takes the fun away from what it used to be. So the games aren't really unsim or aren't really bullshit, but they feel that way because all the stress that comes with it because of the challenge that's presented in front of you.
Let's ask this question because we all say it. We all like to think that we, you know, us four on the panel, we all like to think that we're football-minded and we like those football games. I think four of us come to a consensus. We don't like playing Codes, Greeny, Fallen, Burn all for the same reason. They're not football. They're not sim, and they're not. They just run the same shit. But like that. That's to a point where you just said, "Well, it's not. You're not competitive anymore. So it's not fun for you." No, it's just not playing fun. It's not fun playing people that just go out there and do the shit that works repeatedly because they know that Madden's gonna let it work. And they're good now at this point without the sim score. They could just spam those things so the no fun games turn even to just a bigger headache.
That's very untrue because when you win, it all goes out the window. And if you win consistently, it kind of all goes out the window.
But when you play Burn, even though you beat him, you had fun. You still had fun even though he did all that stuff. You know, you literally say, I don't like playing these guys for this reason. But even though you win, you're like, that doesn't matter anymore.
No, it doesn't.
It still matters. It's still not fucking fun. Yeah, I fucking beat the shit out of you, but it's not fun.
Well, but that's their style, HD. Like I could say they're not a football mind, and they're not, you know, right, like certain users.
The point is that you think because people are losing, it's not funny. You win or lose, playing those kind of people just isn't fun because it's not the style of football you came here to play. You came here to play a NFL Sunday football game.
Well, I certainly think that, you know, just that's a conversation that could probably extend past this show, honestly. There are a few more games that were played that we haven't gone through. You want a speed run through them?
No, we got time.
I got 17 minutes. So.
That's plenty.
So we had... you'll be late. Just to the point earlier, the... Vikings fell to 7-4, and there's a chance he won't be here to play Fallen. So that could impact that divisional race. But moving on, we had the Steelers beating the Texans 45-38. It was a point. Keyron was down, I think, maybe two or three scores and came back. And then Kirk kind of put it away towards the end there. But doesn't really hurt the Texans sitting at 8-3. Way their division's looking. And a good one for the Steelers is they try to.
Major division looking. We just about to get started, baby. Titans getting warmed up.
Oh, you didn't know? But no, good win for the Steelers there. And Texans. I mean, when you play well, eventually there's going to be a game where it catches up with you. And it's better to have these kind of losses now than when the lights are on. So. Good one for the Steelers. Next game, we had the Ravens beating the Dolphins 28-24.
Hold on, the Ravens won?
Yes.
I thought I seen Lamar had like eight picks. Not Lamar.
Geno Smith had eight picks.
And he still won?
And he still won.
I don't think the Dolphins wanted to win at all.
I heard like all he had to do was run the clock out. And he threw two picks. And, like, I didn't watch the game, so I can't verify that. But, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, big win for A-Rod, man. moves to 5-7. Inching closer to that career high. So, good win for A-Rod.
That's crazy.
No, he had a 9-win season. He had a 9-win season. So,
it was his first season, right?
Yeah, his first season, he won like 9 in a row. So, getting closer to that career high. So, going for the Ravens there. Next game, you have my game against the Bengals. We won 51-38. I will say that, I mean, he didn't have Burrow. And T. Higgins was also hurt.
Is Burrow hurt?
Yeah, Burrow has a dislocated elbow, so I think he's out for 2 more weeks.
Oh, so he definitely ain't no way he not losing his. Oh, he passed 30 anyway. Never.
Yeah, mind. Yeah, he's been past 30 for a little while. Okay. I mean, the game final score was closer than the game was. He scored 22 in the fourth. But I mean, I don't think Silent played bad. He still tried to play like ultra aggressive, I guess, and we had. Like 6 dropped interceptions, but I mean overall, I'm happy with how the team played. We did well running the ball and forced some turnovers too. So it's a good win for us. I'm finally going into the bye week, so I can do other things besides play Madden. I got some other games I want to play. Democracy. Yeah, man, I might go fight for democracy. So who knows?
I don't want to hear about fighting for democracy anymore on the show, bro.
Well, we could play NHL. That better now.
We can fight for imperialism or whatever it is that you want us to spread.
That's crazy.
Favorite shit, baby.
But yeah. So good one for us. Move to 10-2. So yeah. Raiders Chargers.
I hope you're a high enough level to play with Hefe, bro.
Bro, he might be a higher level than I am now. Like he joined my game the other day, and I'm like, "Yo, how the fuck did you catch up?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, man, you know, I just been playing." I was like, "Oh,
I was like I just been fighting for democracy. That's all I've been doing."
You didn't see I blew up that day?
I was like, "Bro," I was like, "Well, okay, well that's here we are." But
here we are.
Yeah, but yeah, so. Moving forward, Raiders Chargers unplayed. I don't know if that will get played. Some
really?
their threat is if it won't be a CPU game, I mean, you could look at the threat is interesting. Cardinals 49ers unplayed. Figure Q will probably play that at some point.
He's not. He said he's not playing a computer.
All right. Well, we'll see what computer wants.
It'll be a fair sim.
We'll see what computer wants it more. Q, San Fran.
Dennis, you expected that one to get played?
Yeah, silly goose.
Hey, man, I expected him to play. 49ers. Rams, Titans.
Bro, Rams we came through busting their ass in Rams' house, dog.
No, you didn't. No.
Didn't, bro. What happened? No, you didn't, bro.
Living on a prayer.
What happened? So listen, dog. We were up 10 to nothing. It's crazy.
Oh, gosh.
We forced a three, and now we went down to score. We got another stop. We went down and scored. Then we got another stop, had the ball up 10-0. I don't know what D lineman came through, bro, but they just shot through, strip sack. Aaron Donald scooped and scored. Now he's celebrating the end zone. And when I say shit went left from there, shit went left, bro. Like, we couldn't block Aaron Donald to save our life. Our game plan was to make him run the ball. Cause I know Cook's kind of like me. He likes to throw it. At least that's what I thought, bro. And he was going, I was like, let's see if he can stay disciplined. And boy, he was running all over us, bro. Gibson had 14 for 168. Quarterback had 7 for 123.
Boy, was he disciplined.
That's crazy. Boy, was he disciplined. It's crazy.
Bro, I was, you know, sometimes you're like, let's see. Because, like, I know Cook like to have fun. Let's see if he want to play this run the ball game, bro.
Not when he plays his friends, bro.
Bro, listen. He was only 9 for 16 passing. That wasn't a lot of passes, bro.
I just read this thread between Codes and Mike, and I'm so fucking confused on what's going on. If y'all get a chance, go read it, bro.
So I was down. I mounted a comeback, and I was like, "Yo, greatest comeback!" I think I was down like 21. We got it to 10. We got it down to 10 or 11. It was 11. So one of those, and we had the ball, and then we threw a pick six. And I was like, damn. Then we got the ball. We drove down the field a little bit, threw another pick. And I was like, damn. And next thing you know, I'm looking at the score like, man, I ain't never in cover.
So, that shit crazy.
Yeah, it was 35. It was 35-24 with 6 minutes left. And that shit went left, bro. So we got smacked out of Rams' house, dog. And we are 1-10, bro.
Hey, man.
Oh, and we lost our line. We had 3 linemen hurt in this fucking game. 2 of them are out for 4 weeks. And I lost Harold Landry for 4 weeks, so I can no longer try to trade on Neff.
Damn, bro. Sorry, Neff, bro. I'm praying for you.
Bro, I wanted him so bad.
Yeah, honestly, why were you playing him if you're trying to trade him, bro?
He had a sack too, because I gotta get a sack numbers up. Cause I've been telling people, hey, bro, why get the higher rated guy? You see all the sacks Harold Landry getting?
Why get the higher rated guy when you can get the more productive
bro,
guy?
Exactly, bro. That's been my sales pitch, bro.
I'm sorry. I gotta get in on these sweepstakes, bro.
Shit, bro, not again, bro. Caleb, now,
we have lost Tennessee 10 games,
Titans, bro. It's the Tennessee Titans again, bro.
We have lost 10 games in a row, bro. And we have we lost 10 in a row, bro.
You lost 10 in a row, and they said my 7 in a row was one of the longest streaks of people. They just left you alone.
Yeah. Didn't somebody lose? Yeah, didn't we had like 2? A-Rod and JT went 0-17, right?
A few people they went 0-17. Yeah, Shades went 0-16.
No, Shades might have gone 0-32, bro.
My 7-game loser streaks. One of the
Miles
longest
was 0-11. Miles was
0-13. He was 0-14.
Yeah, the only saving grace, bro, with our schedule right now is we have 4 home games in a row. Hopefully, we can hold our way to victory. We can hold our way to victory.
You can hold while losing, bro. All that you're holding on to is that number one pick.
Yeah, y'all let me know. Am I getting a win? We got the Colts, Browns, Niners. I don't know who's going to be the Niners. Jags, Chiefs, and Patriots to end the season.
Niners CPU, you're still losing.
Damn,
nobody cares, bro. Z, is there any more games?
Yes, we do have. No, none played. Just Patch Jets are left, and Broncos Chiefs as well, and that's all for Week 12.
Patriots Panthers Saints. All right.
Panthers Saints, whenever that is, probably like at 2 a.m. sometime in the next couple of days. Everybody at BML, have a great day. We'll catch you next time.